This is talking about this in the session of purification, practicing the remedies for powers, by practicing remedies for powers. In the Lam Rim, after talking about the karma, then it talks about the things talking about net karma, or the suffering as results of net karma, all those details, then talks about the six different ways of the purifying net karma. So in the text called, quoted from the text, Dogye Barwa, to remember the author, maybe Kidu Rinpoche, I'm not sure, not English. The one who is holding the Buddha Dharma, this is who listen, they reflect, meditate, you see. one's doing this. one who is the holder of the Buddha Dharma, one who's holding the Buddha Dharma. Even the need karma, there's definite to experience in this life. By that person, you see. the need karma, which is definite to be experienced, so, by that person, you see. you know, experience. It's been experienced in this life. so it's so negative karmas, heavy negative karmas collected, which is definitely experienced. so in the future, for so many eons or. So like something very heavy, then you see experience in this life. so there's a teacher of the karma, that you create the karma in this life, and you see the result. Experience the result in this life. You see the exercise or experience the result, you see, in this life. And then in your delay, so the creating karma in this life, and you experience the suffering result in next lives. Then that's the element you lay, so the karma that you the continuing to lay, so karma you create in this life, and then you see the experience the result in this life, then karma you create this life, but experience suffering result next lives, in other lives. the understanding like individually, so the karma is in this life, but you experience suffering result other lifetimes, means could be as a hundreds lifetimes of million or billions of lifetimes or many eons after can experience. Then picture is simple as Cheva Di, Yongarang Nebi Dikwayang, Tongye Chola Yongajuru. And Xinyang Nendrudui, Lianamde, Dini Go, Tawa Zambjus. So also other negative karmas to be reborn lower realms, those negative karmas, didn't finish, just finish. In this life, you know, just by having pain and having pain in the head, you know, the headache, just experiencing a headache, finish. It's from Dogye Barwa. So it says here, or you say you. you regard, you see, take great concern, you know, regard very important, you see, the land action and result, you see, karma, the action and result, you see, you take great concern, you know, think very important. Then, you see, with that concern, then if one attempt, you see, precisely the unmistaken Dharma practice, you see, making confession and making vow to abstain from. So if one does this, then the all this, in this life, sicknesses and so forth, many undesirable things, very heavily that one has to experience, that whatever happens to yourself and others, see, you hear, you see, you hear, now that happened to you or to others. So one is, yeah, so, yeah, it says here, then don't think, don't should not think that, so whatever happened to you or to others, see, don't think, the Dharma, you know, is not true, don't think that. Mind is discouraged, mind discouraged, so forth, shouldn't do. Remember that this sutra teachings, and should understand this is a sign of purifying negative karma, that definitely you have to purify the negative karma, that definitely that you have to experience suffering in the lower realm. One definitely experience the evil migratory, the suffering migratory beings, you see, taking rebirth and experiencing those sufferings in that life. So must realize is a sign that purifying the karma, that definitely one has to experience the lower realm of the suffering migrant being. See, so then one should rejoice, one should be happy. So here, this is sort of an extension, sort of. Related to the practice, you know, to the practice of result, to the practice, the need comes get purified, you see, then what's happening, designs what's happening. So when you attempt like this, then that very, see, in this life, disease, many catastrophes, you see, problems, you know, could be, not doesn't have only disease. Other people criticize you. You see, blame you. Even including those. Manifest also in those. So it's explained in the teachings, Buddha Sapa, you see, in the because Buddha Jita has so strong purification, so the past can come to purify so much. So then it manifests in this life, such as those past heavenly karmas, then manifest in this life, you see, other people criticizing, you know, blaming, things like that. other people unhappy, you know, dislike you, complain, see. So then just by that, those heavenly karmas done correct, and passing, like a purified. See, one doesn't have to experience. One doesn't have to experience. The suffering doesn't have reincarnate lower realms, and it doesn't have experience those many years of sufferings. See, so that if all that finished by that, other people giving a bad reputation or these criticizing, blame, I think that. It can manifest those heavenly karmas get purified. The which one has experienced from in hundreds, thousands of lifetime, they've been a long time. So if you finish by experiencing some difficulties, manifest some difficulty in this life. So it can be any form, you see. So even the insects biting, coming in the house, the insects, they say, snakes, bite snakes, or the mosquitoes, all those harmful insects, they say, come in the house, or they say, rats, come to eat your food, or things, destroy your cherished things, or bears, destroying your, enjoying your, refrigerator. Bears coming and enjoying the refrigerator, destroying the house, taking the gateway, taking the doors away, and then then enjoying the refrigerator. So anyway, however, so those things which very heavily what you see something from this life very heavily, one has experienced something very, very heavy disease or something, some problems. However, that you experience or that others experience, or others people who are practicing Dharma experience. So you see or you heard, you see some people who are practicing pure Dharma, doing a lot of practice. So then this there's a lot of these problems happening. So some very heavy sickness, very heavy sicknesses or things, obstacles happening. one after another, not just one time, but again, many things happening. So you hear, you see. So that time should not think that, he's practicing Dharma, he did his life in practicing Dharma, he will see. But why this is happening to her? Why this is happening to him or to me or to other sister or the same thing? Then think. Then you see, thinking that, or maybe Dharma is not working or something. Maybe it's not true, you see. So general idea, you see, you're supposed to have nothing happening, no obstacle happening, If you practice Dharma, no obstacle happening. Something, like having taken drug that, staying, forget everything and staying, forget the world and staying the very high. Anyway, joking. But anyway, saying I should not think like this, maybe Dharma is not true, or mind get discouraged by seeing the Dharma person many problems experience, or seeing yourself many problems, then mind feeling most of those anger or rising heresy, dharma or things that we say, but you know they so thinking is not helping me, not protecting me or not helping me, because these problems see manifesting this. So should not think that was saying. So once you remember this, as you know, those times we should remember this, what the sutras explain, what the teaching sutra explains. So this think, should understand this is a science of having purified to the those need karma, that heavy need karma, that you know, definitely the one see makes it reborn. The Lord's realm, they spend those heavy sufferings, yeah? It's an incredible length of time. So, by understanding this way, then one should rejoice. Thinking, this is positive, this is good, this is very good. This is a very good thing that happened. That this happens is very good for me, you see. And that, so it is same what, Kadamba Kishe Karagum Chungpa said, that even the small suffering of this life, it means to finish past need karma. It must finish the need karma that was done in the past. And there will be happiness in the future. Therefore, rejoice the suffering. So what is saying, Karakum Gumchumba, sir? The Kadamba Kishi, who is advising to us, is since we see we have practicing Dharma, you know, and so the so the obtaining advice guru, the serving other sentient beings, serving the teaching of Buddha, however, the preserving the teachings, living in the morality, vows, morality, so forth. So anyway, even the small problems, sufferings of this life. So means no question of big problems, greater sufferings. No question that the even small ones. That has to finish by spending this. Happening this is good, you see. Mother rejoice, this is good. You know, this is a good sign, you see. Good. Why good? Why good? I suppose it has to finish the past, the karma. The karma is collected in the past. It has to finish by spending this. So, I don't have experience from, you know, many. The lower realms, the heavy sufferings, you know, rebirth and lower, heavy sufferings, and even human realm, hundreds of thousands of lifetimes experience so much suffering, even human realm in the future. So I don't have to resolve those nishamas. I have experience and I'll have happiness. So therefore, it's good. So I'll rejoice. By thinking the benefits of the problem, by experiencing this, what benefit you get, the great benefit you get, so that you don't have to experience the very heavy, you know, many lifetimes, many eons of suffering, and because of that we have happiness. So the advantage, the great advantage of experiencing the problem, having the problem or experiencing the problem, then one rejoices the suffering. This is wonderful, you know. This is a wonderful, but this is without talking experiencing the suffering on behalf of, for the benefit of all sentient beings. So this is without talking that. Of course, if you talk about that, if you use your suffering, if you use your suffering for the benefit of, to benefit sentient beings, well, then of course, then it's like the, you transform the iron into gold, you know. You use your suffering, say, to achieve enlightenment. You use your problem in life, sicknesses, cancer, AIDS, whatever sickness you have, pain, you know, a relationship problem, whatever. So, whether it's curable or whether it's uncurable, however, then the course with bodhicitta, using for bodhicitta practice, and of course, using path to achieve enlightenment, not just liberation, but from samsara, but path to achieving a full enlightenment, you know, cessation of all the mysteries of mind, completion of all the realizations. It doesn't stop there. That's just the method. The goal is to liberate numberless hell beings. Numberless hunger ghosts, numberless animals, human beings, suras, asuras, intermediate beings from the oceans of samsara sufferings and bring them to full enlightenment. So that's the goal. That's the ultimate goal. So you're using your sicknesses or your problems of life, whatever difficulties, to benefit, to say, you know, is it directed or is it used? Yeah, to cause, you know, ultimate benefit, enlightenment to numberless sentient beings. So freedom from the oceans of suffering, oceans of samsara suffering, and not only that, on top of that, bring them in full enlightenment. So so everything's, if you use your problems to the bodhicitta, I mean, to Dongling practice, they taking other sentient beings' sufferings and cause. So experiencing this for each and every single sentient beings. Experiencing this to benefit even one sentient being, for the sake of one sentient being, then the master achieving it, the person beyond the path to achieving enlightenment, and to be able to enlighten all sentient beings. Even you are taking suffering over one being, it's one person, one animal, or the one sentient being. I'm talking this. Now explaining, but then. So, when I was at Haiti, when I was at Haiti, so one monk from Nalanda, he brought a big salad, this big huge salad, huge. So I thought maybe there was no other food. So there was another salad. So I ate. There was at the center, the small center there, Naropa center, Taiji. So ate. Then he brought the food. Then he brought the second food. Second food, maybe little less than the salad, I think. So I had the second. I didn't know there was not the food, I didn't ask. So anyway, there around that night, you know, 1 or 2, I think, was 1 o'clock, 1 or 2 o'clock, I think, something like that. Then stomach pain. The pain started a little bit, they get worse around that time. But in the morning, I would fly to Australia, right? 5 o'clock flight to Australia. So, pain got worse around that time. Then I vomited. Then I thought, I think I can make it to Australia. So I tried to postpone. So vomited. Pain and all that. So vomited. After I vomited, it was the same amount as the salad. Some amount of salad. It's not more, not less. Then that's finished. Then I can vomit it, and then the second lunch came out. It's very strange. It was supposed to be all together, but. Usually they're supposed to mix them together, but one vomit came separately. So after all the salad, of course it doesn't appear salad there, but so after you eat it, they come out, so they're different. So, so then the second vomit came out, exactly the same amount. I was quite surprised. So normally I talk about bodhicitta like this, don't let me see. Now myself, see, nothing. So the pain in the. So then Raja told me, he told me that I'll call him there. But I'll rejoice, he said, I'll rejoice. I remember. What did he say? He said, rejoice. No, he said, oh, how wonderful it is. How wonderful it is. And I said, how fantastic this is. So I was shocked. He remembered, but I didn't remember. So usually, if it's trained with a small pain or smaller problems, if it's trained, then I think when there's a heavy one comes, your mind is ready, so more easy to remember and ready to apply the practice, courage to practice. So the it is a daily training, daily vasari. Not trying to practice, then the big one comes and disappears. Then that time, what do you remember? Maybe perhaps taking refuge is more easy to remember than Tonglen. is there asking for somebody to help us? Maybe it's kind of more than only to take to suffer for others. Maybe that's if it's an intentional training. You know, if that you haven't got used to it, then that's maybe more. But I think asking somebody, you see, some higher being to help, that's it's more. That's maybe it's easy to ask that thought, I think. So when we do that, even when we experience as we experience the suffering, even to benefit even one sentient being, we experience the problem even to benefit one sentient being, it becomes the best offering, best offering to the to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. As it is mentioned in the Bodhicaryavatara by Shantideva, great Bodhisattva Shantideva, said the Pembara Samba Tsamjijang, Pembara Samba Tsamjijang, Sangye Chule Tebana, the Densamba Mejus. So, so that means that even the mere thought, even the mere thought to benefit sentient being, it is much more supreme than making offerings to the Buddhas. So no question, no question, if you actually attempt working for sentient beings, if you actually attempt for the happiness of sentient beings. So the commentary is that even mere thought benefiting to one sentient being, to benefit even one sentient being, this much more extraordinary, much more exalted, much more special, much more special than make an offering to the Buddhas. If it is like this, actually, if it is like this, and then no need to say if you actually attempt to benefit for the happiness of sentient being. So that means here you are not actually engaging to cause happiness to sentient being. You're not actually engaged, but this is merely only thinking to help or to benefit to ones, to cause happiness to one sentient being. You have not yet engaged, just mere thought. So it becomes much more special than making offering to the Buddhas. How it is? So this sentient being, what is even the one who is your enemy, or whom you call enemy, and who has anger, who doesn't love you, who has anger, who criticize you, abuse you, who harm you. So that this person, cherished by Bodhisattva, cherished by Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva generated great compassion towards all sentient beings, or towards this person, and from that the Bodhisattva exercised bodhicitta and entered the Mahayana path. What is ordinary Bodhisattva? What is Arya Bodhisattva, exalted Bodhisattva, so we achieved all those qualities by dependent kindness of this sentient being. This person. So the Bodhisattva is going to, this one Bodhisattva is dedicated life totally to quite merits for three kinds of scary eons. I made a wisdom, virtue, and intuitive two kinds to achieve enlightenment for this sentient being. All sentient being, but that means include this sentient being. So going to sacrifice life to achieve enlightenment for this sentient being. And cherish. So that means impossible to harm or to hurt, to do anything to this. This would be the say, you know, worst thing to do. You see, to this person, to this intending. So most it'll be the most harmful thing to Bodhisattva. So he or she fully did sacrifice life to achieve enlightenment, complete path to achieve enlightenment for this intending. And cherish the Bodhisattva, cherish this person, cherish this person. cherish most than his he or her own life, like the beloved mother, like the how beloved mother cherishes her beloved child, the mother, you know, how the mother cherishes her beloved child, she most important in her life. And do everything, give everything to that child, best, you know, the child. So anything, say, anybody who has said a nice thing to that child, you know, anybody who says nice things, praise, offer as a gift to that child, whatever nice thing anybody does, they make his mother so happy. It affects the mother. So that now here much more. See, so here the small benefit you offer to this sentient being, this one sentient being makes the Bodhisattva, that Bodhisattva most happy. But there is a best offering. Now there are numberless Bodhisattvas who cherishes this sentient being the most, cherishes the most. There are numberless Bodhisattvas who cherish this sentient being most, concerned or they cherish the most. So this becomes like, say, like jewel, or say, like which becomes a jewel, or say, however, cherishes most numbers of the sub of this sentiment, this person. Say. So, any harm that is done to this, then harm, you see, displeasing to all the Bodhisattvas. Any small benefit offer, best offering to all this, most happiest thing to all the Bodhisattvas. Now, one Buddha, then I cherish this most. So small service is the most pleasing to the Buddha, to that one Buddha. One small harm is the harm to that Buddha. And now there are numberless Buddhas that they all cherish the most. So therefore, so to eliminate problems, whatever, the sufferings, even this one sentient being, and cause happiness in us. not only ultimate, see, even a small comfort is the best offering to all the Buddhas. Even a small comfort, whatever, to best offering to all the most pleasing to all the Buddhas. So this is what they all cherish the most. Like the example of the mother who, you know, trusts her born beloved child, how much she cherishes and so doing everything best for her, for the child. So that's what Bodhisattva, what Buddha's accomplished. So complete Christ and Mary's three kind of skills, complete path with wisdom and these two paths for the Buddhist and the beings. To be fully qualified to be able to serve benefit sentient being, so to this sentient being, you see, so they finish their work, you see. So, as Buddha mentioned, the Buddha Prabhupada, the Alangama, Avatamsika. It's called Avatamsika Sutra. So the Prabhupada the harming to the sentient being is supreme harm. This supreme harm to the sentient being is supreme harm to me. And supreme benefit to the sentient being is supreme benefit to me. It is equal myself and sentient beings in happiness and suffering. I have achieved this rubakaya for the sentient beings. Simjanala nobecho nangala nobecho, simjanala pebecho nangala pebecho ying. Ata simjatan detang dongnap chungdube. Ngai sugutne simjatan duba ying. So I have achieved this rubakaya to benefit of the sentient beings. So the purpose of achieving rubakaya is not a reason, not for Buddha. So really, but not for Buddha. in English, complicated. Say, English is complicated. Either you have to say he or him or something like that. So female. If you put that in her, male Buddha. Anyway, so. Rubakaya, holy Buddha form is not received, you know, to go to beach or something, you know. They achieve the Rubakaya so they can go to beach or, you know, they have holidays in their 6-star hotel or something. So, to ski on the mountain or some, you know, to purpose of achieving the Rubakaya is not to say, not to lay down at the beach, or this, you know, for hot sun shining, or the or climbing mountains, the ski. Anyway, it's not that. So it's the only to benefit of sentient beings. So say, oh, need to manifest and to form. The transcendent beings, those who have pure mind, pure form, aspect of Buddha, Samadhika, Nimanaka, and those who have impure mind manifest in the impure form, so that ordinary form, having suffering, having mistakes like that. So therefore, in the life, the most happiest thing. Most happiest thing, most fulfilling, benefiting for, working for sentient beings, benefiting for sentient beings. So therefore, even the thought, even if you're not engaged, actually, attempting in order to cause happiness to sentient beings, freedom from their problems, but even just the mere thought. If it's just a thought to benefit. See, so here, you know, to cause happiness to somebody, to free from problems. See, if it's just a thought rising, is, you know, become the best offering to the Buddhas, the Buddhas, to numberless Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So most pleasing to them. Best puja. Puja is, puja means pleasing the Holy Mind. Uti is a guru puja, pleasing the Holy Mind of the Guru. So here, so this is what they cherished most. So it been even mere thought, you know, benefit becomes supreme, become the supreme, say most pleasing to numerous Bodhisattvas. So that's why it become even just a mere thought to benefit ones in them is the supreme, more supreme than making offering to the Buddhas. More supreme, more special than making offering to the Buddhas. Making offering them, but to a sentient beings. Your relation to the sentient beings. Negativity, impatience, anger, harm, no respect, towards sentient beings, harm. So this doesn't really please, doesn't become the similar offering, it doesn't really please them. That's not the best thing, the please them. So here, Donglin, so the thought taking that even one person's one sentient being suffering on yourself. So that's generating that wish and during that meditation visualization, however, it's a something that pleases all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, exalted in all the offerings to them. And it's an unbelievable source of great purification and cleansing, unquestionable merits. So that there's something about more of the purification, mental emptiness, even faith in emptiness. So to sleep that part. So I want to mention the some parts of all the to practice mindfulness during this. That doesn't mean not only during this time, doesn't mean that, but so especially to train the mind in this time, so then also can do at normal times. So the sutra, this practice come from the this mindfulness practice, bodhicitta, everything you dedicate for sentient being, has come from Jolam Yonsu Thapeto Sutra, Sutra of the Pure Conduct. Just a few mentioned tonight here. So after talking the how sentient beings, just we went through, I know how they're so precious one. So there's nothing else in the life most satisfying or fulfilling than benefiting for sentient being, working for sentient being, serving, So everything what we do in the life, so dedicated for sentient being. So example like this. So the person seeking liberation and enlightenment, need to practice, purify, and collect merits so many ways, with so many different means. So the way to that, the method to that, the omniscient one, kind, compassionate, the omniscient one, Visuddhimagga the Buddha. who has great compassion to us and skill to guide us. And that means, so even in the daily life, even by the way, You see, you know, the eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, this is just normal. You see, that we normal do not everyday lives. So even during those, by the way, even those times, you know. By the way, to collect unconscionable merits. Revealing the means to collect unconscionable merits. So, to benefit us, sentient beings, you see, who has less merit, lower intelligence, or the less merits, to benefit us, then revealed these methods.